Today is September the 11th. I'm sure many of you, some of you were not alive, because the older I get, I realize, and I'm speaking to some university students here who would not have been alive on September the 11th, 2001. But many of you do remember where you were on that Tuesday morning. And it's hard to believe 21 years have passed since those two towers came down, since the planes crashed in the Pennsylvania field, since the plane hit the Pentagon, and the 21 years of strife that have ensued. And so it's been, you know, very interesting, very confusing, frustrating times in many respects. But let us remember today, in a special way, those who served in uniform, those who served as first responders, those who've tried to help our country heal from that event. And in a special way, and this is maybe the bigger task, to continue praying for a return to our Judeo-Christian roots as a nation. America is not a perfect country, but she's a grand country, and we are very blessed to live here. And so let us thank God for our nation, and let us pray for order in our nation, a civic order, but also a spiritual order as well. There's never been a perfect country. So we don't need to be, you know, hate ourselves in some way. But let us work towards that restoration of our roots. We use the word freedom as, you know, land of the free, home of the brave. And oftentimes, I think we misuse that word freedom as in the sense of license. I should be free to do whatever I feel I can do or whatever I want to do. And that is not a Catholic nor Christian understanding of the word freedom. Because to be free, authentically free, means that we will not be enslaved in any way to the influences of Satan, the influences, the effects of the fall from original sin, the effects of the Garden of Eden, because we recognize that we're broken, fallen human beings, but Christ came to save us, to restore us to reunion with Him in this life, through a life of grace, but also calling us to heaven. And so to have a proper understanding of what it means to be free, yes, free as Americans, but more deeply, more importantly, free to choose the good. Free to choose the good and that which will draw us to the ultimate good. And as Catholics, as Christians in this world today, we are going, if we're going to authentically live our Catholic faith, and just even for non-Catholics, Christians who are going to be disciples of Jesus, we are going to look odd in the world. We're going to look a little weird. Now, Flannery O'Connor, who was an author from the early 20th century, she has many very quotable lines. She was a Catholic author from Georgia. And she said this once, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you odd. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you odd." And so as Catholics, if we're going to embrace the truth, if we're going to embrace Jesus Christ, if we're going to be authentic followers of Jesus, we are going to look odd in the world. And that's okay, because Catholics have looked a little odd for 2,000 years since Jesus established the church.